Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Scatter Chatter. I'm your boy, Just Willie. Just want to let everybody know to comment and blog and log into our website on Facebook. And we have some new things going on with Twitter and Instagram. And I believe we have a guest on. Miss Marjorie, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're there. How are you?
I am.
So audience, Marjorie is a really good friend of mine. I've known her for a very long time, and she's going to join us on. Before we get into our conversation for tonight, so we're going through a lot of changes with administrative stuff at the end of the year. Of course, you know, a lot has happened throughout the summer. We have some guests. We have a new Twitter page. Yay! Twitter, if you guys want to log on, it's at SCCS Podcast. That's SCCS Podcast on Twitter. And on Instagram, we are Scatter Chatter Podcast. Again, that's Scatter Chatter Podcast on Instagram. We're going to be adding content and populating it very soon. It's very bare and barren right now, but we'll have some stuff there. So, Ms. Marjorie, what up?
What's going on, Ray? How are you?
Ain't nothing. I'm just as of today, we don't have any guests, so we're just gonna kind of like BS around and talk about all the shenanigans that's going on right now. Maybe you might have some insight.
Because there's a lot.
What's going on? Yeah. So who's our president right now? Do you know?
Technically, our president is Donald Trump until January 20th at noon.
Or is it December the 9th? Is it December the 14th?
Well, no. That's when
The
electoral vote is done. But he still doesn't leave office until January 20th. Jesus. Please let him get thrown out of the office. January 20th. And then, I don't hide my card. I think they're going to have to remove him, like, forcibly.
You think so?
I think so, and I'm okay with it. I really hope they live stream it.
Oh, wow. And he's going
to
Twitter
all the way out? I want it to look like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, man.
That's what I wanted to look like, Uncle Phil.
So, okay. All right, so wait.
Throwing
so
Jazzy the out the door.
Yeah, he's like flying in the air. No! Wow. So wait a minute. We're done with Georgia. Where else are we doing recounts at? Have you seen anything?
Georgia, and yeah, they did a recount, and they said they found, like, 1,600 additional votes for Trump and, like, 800 additional votes for Biden. It wasn't caused by any fraud. It was a clerical error. And guess what? Georgia is still blue. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It did not affect the outcome. So what they're expecting is that their results will be certified by Friday, unless, and of course we keep seeing this, so unless Trump and his crazies decide to go file another frivolous lawsuit.
I think he just did. I think it was it Wisconsin?
Georgia?
I can't.
No, it wasn't Georgia.
Huh?
Right? He didn't do Georgia yet.
No. He's done with that.
He didn't sue in Georgia yet. Yeah.
No. So
you're talking about the recount?
Yeah.
In like three different counties in Wisconsin or something like that, and they're all black counties.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice?
I don't know, man. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm black. You're black. The question is like, are both of the candidates questions? And this is this can have like some healthy dialogue around this. It's not. Let's try to keep it as objective as possible. Okay, so I don't.
I don't know.
I don't feel that both candidates have an agenda for the black initiative, the what Black Lives Matter is supposed to be. And I could be wrong. You can correct me if I'm wrong. This is me having a conversation with my friends.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I haven't read it, but I've, from what I've heard, they do have one. They've had one for a long time with plenty of information in it. I actually do need to go read that. You know, that's me being lazy, but I do need to go read it. But the Biden campaign does have a plan out there that they put out there for that's specific to that, to what you just asked about. I think Trump's plan was to discuss whatever that contract was that Q pulled out of his rear end.
Oh, so that happened. So it went through.
Well, he had some kind – no, it didn't go through. This is Trump, okay? I don't think many people even understand how much we needed this crook out of the office. Like, he's not – even if I'm being subjective, if I'm just looking at his history, if I'm just looking at the pattern that he has put forth, he's a con artist and a thief. Like, he doesn't pay people. There's been so many instances. I'm not even going to go into all the other stuff that we know about anyway that, you know, he has other kinds of cases. I'm not going to talk about those. Just business-wise, he bankrupted several businesses. He he paid $750 in taxes. Like, why is this somebody that you would feel like you could trust to keep their word? I don't understand. Nothing in his history has shown that he's somebody who will keep his word.
Well, here's the thing.
I hear what you're saying. Jeez.
I hear what you're saying, but here's what I'm saying. I feel that regardless of all of what you said, just a lot of the stuff is just shenanigans. Just the twittering, the just kind of like acting like a big baby sometimes.
Oh, on Trump's behalf, you mean?
I don't know any word to put it, but it's not. It's kind of irrational. A little bit. I don't want to like go into that. It's a little irrational.
Oh, you think he's crazy?
I mean, that ain't normal to be acting like that from
Let's.
I'm trying to say PC.
Between being never mind. No, he's certifiable. He's crazy. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, but out of respect for my listeners, out of respect for my listeners, I'm trying to stay kind of PC.
I mean, but still, even if you say PC and you look at the stuff, like his reactions, that's not, you're right, it's not normal.
That's not normal.
Not normal.
Yeah, the professionalism of a political candidate is just, that's not commonplace behavior from what I've seen from, I think Reagan, Bush, Clinton,
go
Obama.
All the way back, okay?
I don't even know if I go, what's further than that?
I'm just, go all the way back. This has never been an issue.
Nah, it's everything is under wraps.
The transition of power since the U.S., no, the transition of power has never been a problem in the U.S. It's only a problem now because he doesn't know how to take a loss. I get it that it's hard, but especially now, especially with what's going on in our country, the way he's responding is not the way a leader of a country should respond. It is the way a child responds when they can't get their way. So I can't get my way. I can't get this toy. So I'm going to break it so nobody else can play with it. Every step he's taken. I'm being subjective. This is not me saying, you know, oh, Republicans. No, this is the USA. Every step he's taken since he's lost this election is putting the U.S. further and further at a disadvantage, whether we're speaking economically or dealing with the pandemic or dealing with the social rights issues. Pick one.
Okay, so here's something I was wondering. Listening to everything that you're saying and all the things that are going on, right? If I look at it from an analytical point of view, do you think he might have been put here to dismantle our government as it is, the structure of it?
Honestly, that's what I said before he was ever voted into office. Before he ever got into office, that's what I said.
But then again, so knowing that, to what end and what for? Like, let's play, I don't know, a theoretical war game.
Devil's advocate?
Like, huh?
Yeah, if you want to play that war game, then the best bet would be to do what they have always done historically, which would be to weaken your offense.
Okay,
meaning,
so what happens when the United States is power is weakened, like from a political standpoint? What happens then? Because, all right, so I'm sure me and you kind of like maybe read some of the same books, but like I think – theoretically, China and Brazil are supposed to be the next world powers along with the United States. I think that's right. Theoretically, I think. Don't quote me on it, but I read somewhere that that's what's supposed to happen. And the next big thing is supposed to be sustainable energy. So what happens when you take the United States out of that, off the chessboard, so to speak? What happens?
That's above my pay grade, sir. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and decline. I am not an international economist. I can't help you with that one.
Okay.
What my main point was to what I said, my words were prior to him actually even trying to get in office when he was initially starting the campaign, was that I felt like he did not have the U.S.'s best interest at heart. And throughout his presidency, every step he's moved, in my opinion, has been to dismantle this country, to divide it and conquer it, and not for his benefit. Of course not for his benefit. I mean, I don't even have to say it. Everybody knows.
Did you see that documentary called The Great Hack?
No.
Okay. So there's this company they're called Cambridge Analytica, and they basically used all the different social media platforms to kind of like swing the vote. First, they tested it with Brexit in England. Mm-hmm. That's B-R-E-I-I-T. I'm sorry, B-R-X-I-T. I'm having trouble using words. Okay, and so then they take the same theory and apply it to like the American political system using analytics to help swing the vote. So I'm wondering, is that what happened with us here in the States? But then to what end? What happens when you dismantle? Nope.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
And I know you. I don't know how to be subjective about this, Ray, because I'm black. I'm black every day. Every day I see this stuff, and every day this stuff happens to me. It doesn't just happen to them. I've had this stuff happen to me. We've had conversations about it.
What stuff?
I don't feel like the vote has anything to do with that. The vote has everything to do with people wanting to wave their racist flags, because none of those people. Partly to do with that, and partly to do with them being uneducated and voting against their own interests, because everyone's always saying that they want their taxes to be increased.
So you're saying free will has nothing to do with how people voted, or they weren't influenced at all?
Influenced by what?
Like
influenced
their Instagram.
Influenced to vote for Trump by social media?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it has some impact on them, but I don't think that's where it's rooted.
Okay.
You know, I don't think that swayed them a whole bunch. These are the same people that voted for him 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
These are the same people that saw everything that happened. They saw everything that happened during his four-year presidency and said, oh, he's still doing a great job, even though the deficit is where it's at. It's just crazy. Like, even though 250,000 people have died because of his mismanagement of a pandemic, he's still doing a great job.
Okay.
How? Where is he doing a great job?
Yeah. You never heard that.
What? The only thing that's behind that I can see is just the plain and simple fact that you're being racist. Like, you are happy that he lets his racist flag fly and that he says the stuff that he says and lets you get all riled up and get all angry. But nothing that he's done, it has benefited any of those people. They were talking about him bringing back, what was it, the coal industry, and now all of them are on the news crying because they don't have any jobs.
Oh, wow.
And then you want to do it again? Now you want to vote for him again? That's your fault.
That's on you.
That's on you. You're voting against your own interests. If you don't make, you know, X amount of money, you're not even in the tax bracket to be voting Republican anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us aren't in the tax bracket to be voting Republican anyway, because none of what they push is going to benefit us. You know, the programs, the tax breaks, all that stuff is going to benefit corporations and people with higher levels of income, not somebody making under.
All right, another question. Okay, so we're talking about the Republican-Democratic thing. So historically, I think we had some past conversations before Paul Q, this podcast, that blacks were Republican historically. North Carolina, 1886, I believe. So where are we at in that? I have not heard anybody
talk
about that.
The party's views shifted.
Okay.
At some point. I couldn't tell you what year that happened, but at some point the party's views shifted, and Republicans became a very conservative.
Okay.
It reversed. That's a part of history. But everybody that brings that up acts like that hasn't changed. It has changed. Republicans are nothing like they were then. It was a completely different party.
Okay. All right. So we got that. Now, so we're talking about racism and stuff. Now, do you remember, I think it was mid-COVID, that everyone was talking about standing in solidarity with black people and wanting to help them out and all that stuff like that? From your eyes, have you seen anything happen, letters or promotions or heard anything?
For my benefit?
Well, just for black people in general. Have you seen any, have you ever felt
I have seen some changes. And they make me really happy.
Okay.
And they're minor changes. Let me be clear. This is not something that's going to really affect us as a group or us as a country. These are aesthetics. But it still feels good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It still feels good to turn on Netflix and see a Black Stories stream. Where there's just a ton of Black movies and TV shows. That feels good. It's still just aesthetics.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It feels good that Sephora now has a black-owned beauty brand, area. So you know that all of these are black-owned beauty brands. That is awesome,
right.
And that is going to be great for our community. I don't feel like that's a negative at all. I mean, that's going to benefit our community and keeping dollars in our community. Which is a huge thing because, you know, the dollar goes out of our community immediately.
Mm-hmm.
but again, like I said, these are mostly aesthetics, but there have been a few changes on the consumer side, seller consumer side that I've seen that I'm happy about. Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering if it was just like a thing that a lot of business owners were doing just to like kind of like cover CYA themselves.
I mean, a lot of companies said they would contribute like set amount of funds to different organizations,
mm-hmm.
but quite frankly, you know, like for instance, Serena Williams, I think it was her husband that stepped down in his position, a very high position at his company, to allow a diverse person to be put in that position.
Okay.
I think that's a very great thing because we don't have representation at those levels. And it's not that we're not educated, you know, statistically speaking, black women are the highest educated group in America, if we look at the stats. And we're the least
that's
paid.
So why
that's
is that?
That's enough to piss you off every day.
Oh my God! You know what? The question is why is that? Is there a reason why it's not dudes and it's mainly like the ladies that's like leading the front, or are dudes just like fuck it, I'm just going to work? You know what I'm saying? Just do what I got to do. Like,
is it? Wait, say that again.
I'm just saying, like, why is it that the black women are usually the predominantly the most educated, like in our culture? Why is that? Because even when, like,
not in our culture, not in our culture, in the U.S. We are
okay,
the highest educated
US.
Group in the U.S.
Okay, in the U.S. So I'm just trying to figure out,
when you look at
just
little cat, what'd you say?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, why is that, or where's the, I don't know.
I mean, I think
where
the impetus for that, I could be wrong. I'm just.
We're just talking.
You know, at history, I would assume
okay.
it has something to do with the fact that because of the systemic racism in our group, it has led
mm-hmm.
Most families to be led by a woman, by a matriarch. You know, it's the women are the head of the household in most African American families. That's slowly, but it's slowly changing a little bit, you know, but for a very long time, that has been the case. The father was not in the household, and most of those households were led by women. Those women pushed those kids to get an education because this is not where we're staying. If I got to be the backbone, then you're going to get an education and you're going to do better because I couldn't get an
right.
education. Or at least, and I know that's what happened as far as my family is concerned. You know, it's gradual increases, it's generational increases, but it's gradual. So whereas my grandmother didn't have a very good education, my mother had a little bit of a better education, but only got her GED, and her kids all have college degrees. You know, that's been the push from the matriarchs in the family, so... I think that's why.
I think I heard something too, like the matriarch thing is from like the men had to go out and hunt and they didn't know if they would return from a hunt because like they're out in the wild, shit happens. So they were just prepared like the kids and everything to just, you know, we're going to be on our own or we might or may not. So there might be that too.
No. I don't think that has to do with it. Not here, not in the U.S.
Not in the U.S., but I'm saying, like, that goes, like, way back to, like, before technology.
Like in Africa?
Yeah, like in Africa.
Well, in Africa, there are a lot of cultures that are led by a matriarch. So,
oh, okay.
They're not always male-led. If we're looking back in history, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't just ruled by kings. There were queens that ruled as well. You know, there are a lot of different cultures. So I think we really just need to stick to looking at the U.S. because that's what we're talking about when we're talking about people that are.
And I think that's where we are.
The highly
we're
educated
the
groups here.
We're in the U.S. So,
maybe.
I don't know.
It doesn't feel like it.
not anymore.
It's 21 zone.
It does.
I
don't know who the president is. They want to inject us with stuff. And
so you're not gonna get the vaccine if they have it.
I don't even know if I want to comment on that right now.
It's hard.
It's like getting a PlayStation 5 right now. You don't know if it's gonna work or like if it's gonna blow up or.
Exactly.
You just don't want to be the. You don't want to be the beta. You don't want to be the beta version. You.
Mm-mm,
so they're gonna.
You know.
They're gonna test it out in England first, and then they're gonna bring it here. It's like, do I really?
Are they really?
Yeah.
See, I don't.
They said
trust them.
They
have just
not,
as much systemic racism as we have here.
I know,
it's
but I'm saying like
flavor.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not in your face
so
much.
They still have it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What is it? It's Pfizer. They said they're 94% or 90 somewhere in the 90s. Okay, so 95. They're rolling out in December in England.
And what was it, Moderna? Moderna?
Okay, no, this is Pfizer at the end of the month, and then Moderna.
No, I know. I'm talking
behind.
About the second one.
Oh yeah, Moderna, and then there's a third one, BioNTech. They're in the 90s too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So here's the thing about that. You know, I like reading articles. I just click and read. Sometimes I click from there and read some more. But I was reading this article that says that these might not be that effective because of another strain that they're finding that was jumped to some kind of animal. Oh, was it minks or something in another country?
Oh, yeah. I saw the mink thing. I posted that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, guess what? These vaccines might not even work. And I haven't heard anybody, actually. That's the only article I've read on that. So, I don't know if the vaccine maybe is still going to work, but I don't know. I doubt it. Because that's the reason why we have to get a different flu vaccine each year, because the virus just keeps on, you know, mutating. Because
it keeps evolving. But here's the thing. I've heard people that are just like, I don't take any flu vaccines or nothing. I just work out, eat my vegetables, stay healthy, and stay with
and
some sick people.
And that works for some people.
Yeah.
That works for some people. I wouldn't recommend it with certain diseases that they have a vaccine for. See, I get why people are anti-vax sometimes, and I understand where they're coming from, and I understand what they don't want to have it forced on them as well. You know, I can understand all their points. I also know that in order to keep certain diseases out of circulation, a certain amount of the population does need to be inoculated to that disease so that they don't have major outbreaks, so that the whole country doesn't have the measles or mumps, you know. So I don't know. I know a lot of people aren't going to get it.
Let's talk about this a bit. So, okay, you were a kid. Did you get the MMS shot and the tetanus? Did you get all that?
I got all my shots. I got all my shots and I hated it.
So did you have to do it as an adult for any type of work?
Yeah, I had to get a tetanus shot to do an internship.
Okay. So basically what it sounds like, maybe the COVID vaccine is going to turn into that type of thing.
Yeah, which I get. Like, they're going to make you get to travel, though. But they do the same thing to other immigrants. If you're trying to come over here with a visa or something of that nature, then generally
you
gotta
get them
a certain
shots.
Amount. You got to get them shots. Because we don't need those diseases over here.
However, my thing is this. You do not, I feel like you just don't want to be the beta for that right now.
I mean, I don't want to be the beta for it either, but I know that I'm going to take it. And I hear people saying, you know, you're going to get that shot. They're going to put, what is it, a tracker or something in your, they don't
everything.
Want to track
it's just,
me.
Let's just say everything. Bird seed. Let's just say bird seed.
They don't want to track me. I'm so useless.
They're going to put weed germ, all that stuff. They're going to, what is it? Lemon. They're going to put
I got to follow you for what? To go to your dusty house?
Well, here's the thing.
You know what I mean?
The reason, okay, here's the thing. They're going to, they're saying they're going to put like these whatever tracking devices. It's not necessarily tracking. It's more so monitoring like who you are and everything. Have you seen the AI systems in China and in Singapore and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, right? But here's my thing. We never know what they're doing until 5 years later. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Like,
bottom
did you know?
Line is, if they want to track you,
they already are. You're late. Where you been?
I'm serious. Like, you really think that they can't track you?
I mean, you got a phone. Let's start
privacy
there.
Privacy is the funniest shit to me, okay? Nothing's private. Uh-oh. There's no privacy.
Oh, God.
Really? Nowadays? Come on. If they really wanted the information, I promise you they can get it. If they really wanted to see what the hell I was doing right now, I promise you they could find out. But guess what? I'm boring. So they're not tracking me. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Maybe you're a case study. We don't know. You could be a case
but
study.
But it's true. I promise you, they can find you. Where did they find Osama bin Laden at? 18 feet underground in the maze.
Wasn't it at home? It was like a maze.
It was a bunch of caves. Which one was it they found in all those caves in the desert?
Oh my God.
Like I said, if they want to find you, they're going to find you. It really just depends on who wants to find you. That's all it depends on.
And what for?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
But I'm just saying, it's really not that important.
So, all right, let's just say for the general population and for the audience, vaccine or no
vaccine?
General
population is really not that important.
Should you do it? Huh?
The general population is really not that important either. They're not trying to track them either. I'm done. Okay, I'm sorry. What did you ask me?
Oh, my gosh.
You want to be on this call, Ray. It's your fault.
Okay, wait. No.
For the general population.
Like, if you were just... Okay, are we just saying just do it, just do the damn thing, or are you going to have to anyway? Which one are we saying?
I mean, honestly, I would just do the damn thing, but quite frankly, you're going to have to anyway. If you want to go, your kids to go to school, if you want to fly on these airlines, they're going to find a way for you to have to do it anyway. And it's not because they want to track anybody, it's because they don't want to have to keep dealing with the pandemic, and neither do I. I want to go outside.
Oh, no, you're one of those people?
What, that wants to go outside?
that has to be outside, even if it's all messed up?
No, I've been in the house. I've been quarantining. I've been trying to stay, you know, low-key, but I'm just saying, I want this to be over already, and nobody will put on a freaking mask. I swear to God, the numbers...
Okay, wait,
Midwest,
I got a question for you.
The northern Midwest are off the chain right now.
So, question. Your mask, right?
Yeah.
Do you wear it below your nose or covering your nose?
No. If I had the kind of mask that only let my eyeballs show, that's what I would wear. No, I have a... Honestly, listen, I have a three-part mask.
Oh, what?
I have a cloth mask. I have a three-part mask because I'm not playing these games, and I don't want to die for nobody's stupidity. I don't.
Why
do okay?
you?
Because nobody here wants to wear a mask.
Wait, because okay.
You know where I am. Okay, I'm in freaking Texas. In Texas,
wait, yes.
Nobody wants to wear a damn mask.
Why do you have, why are there three parts and how does three parts?
So I have a cloth mask.
Okay.
And it has an insert area.
Okay.
In which I put a carbon filter.
Okay. The P25.
And usually I also put, I'm not done. Usually I also put a coffee filter in there.
Are you serious?
And I'm not done. And I have, you know, the thin KN95s, the thin ones, the KN95 ones.
Yeah.
They're not the real N95s, or, you know. I wear that underneath my cloth mask.
Oh my gosh. Yours?
Yes.
Do you wear a face covering too?
No.
You considered it.
I've considered it, yes. I have, because of the eyes, you know. But for the most part, I'm not out and about like that. Like, I might go somewhere, get something, come back home. I order my groceries and pick them up, so they're just putting them in my trunk. You know, I don't, I haven't been hanging out like that.
Okay.
I haven't been going to shoot pool like I normally would. I haven't been doing any of that stuff, so I'm kind of in and out, so that's why I haven't really gotten a whole lot of face shield and all that stuff. But the mask, the way that I've done it that way on purpose, because it has layers, and I think layers are important when you're talking about filtering out virus. What is it, molecules or something else? Microparticles.
Yeah.
I think layers are probably the safest bet. Just because it can filter, it will have to filter through all those different layers, you know. I want to make it as difficult as I can for me to catch it. I don't care how crazy it sounds. I don't care. All I know is I don't want it. My sister had it, and
what?
She was sick for about a month, and she still was having problems getting around and breathing easy, and that's a easy case of coronavirus. That's not the ones where you have 6 months rehabilitation after
the
coronavirus. You know, people are asking like, okay, well, it's just like, no, it's not like the flu. Some people have it like the flu. Some people have it like the plague.
Wait.
No, I don't want to risk it.
Like the plague? What the?
You know they do. They, like, get sick, and the next thing you know, they're dead because they bled out internally.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a cytokine storm. Like, why would you want to go through? Why would you want to risk that? When the defense for that is simply putting on a mask. Why? That's a simple cost-benefit equation. That's a real easy math problem right there. I don't get the whole, you know, thing. But my rights are being infringed upon because I'm not wearing a mask. Really?
Maybe it's like that
okay.
movie, Bird, what is it, Birdcage or whatever?
It is just Bird Box.
Bird Box.
It's just like that.
It is like Bird
Box. And they were idiots too, okay?
They're like, you have to see, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, you have to see it. No.
No. I don't have to.
I'm not that person. But you know, everybody's different, so.
OMG.
Some people
O-M-G.
Like to risk it more.
But
you know, the sad thing
like,
is,
it just feels like despite all that stuff, like people are just living their lives despite all that. Like they don't give a fuck. Like,
I mean, they should
they
be living
do.
Their lives to some extent.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
I know I'm not. And I don't like it, but I'm kind of paranoid. And I'm okay with that. But if that's what you want to do, then that's fine. Live your life. But live your life like there's a pandemic going on. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe not have somebody in what some state had a 300-person wedding. What?
Come on, man. What? Did you not
what?
Hear what was on the news?
Are you serious right now? You had a 300-person wedding. 300.
And you didn't think you were going to get
that
busted either.
That is the
either.
Most selfish move since Trump decided not to concede the presidency.
Oh my
I don't know
God.
Why you thought I was gonna be PG. I'm not gonna keep it. Mm-mm. Nope.
No,
nope.
I knew you wasn't. I knew you wasn't. Oh gosh. It's gotta
come
okay, out. So I want to end on this note. Did you see the guy in New York that got on top of the bus with the flamethrower?
I'm briefly. He wasn't. I don't think he was trying to shoot anybody. I think he was just like, yeah, let's party, flamethrower.
Yeah, but
I think he was drunk.
Well, here's the math on that. It's New York. It's New York.
Not appropriate, but yeah, it's New York. Exactly. I mean, it's New York.
I expect that in L.A. and New York. Maybe Texas. Maybe Florida.
Florida. Probably not Texas. Definitely Florida.
Yeah, probably Florida. Just anything happens in Florida.
Right.
There's no rules in Texas.
Oh,
I mean Florida. Florida,
yeah.
Florida.
In Florida,
Texas,
yeah.
Florida.
There's a lot of rules in Texas. I don't like it.
Dang. I know that's scary. I thought
I'm just playing. I'm
no,
I mean,
not.
I haven't enjoyed it, but I'm just playing about the rules. Like I don't
oh,
no, I don't
man.
Like it. I've been very clear about that. I don't like it. It's not my cup of tea. And that's
what?
Okay.
Texas?
You know? Yeah, Texas.
Oh.
Way to move.
Oh, okay.
I really loved San Diego, though. I know I
but
can't live there. It costs too
Cali
much
to
money.
Texas.
Huh?
Everybody's moving.
Moving where?
From Cali to Texas.
Well, when the rent goes down, I'll move from Texas to Cali.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's San Diego. It's not L.A.
But San Diego's expensive, too.
Really? Like Lemon Grove and all those places?
I don't know what that is, Ray. I don't.
That's San Diego. If you look at it on a map, Chula
okay.
Vista, all that.
I'm like, I don't,
that's all.
I don't know. I don't know.
You want me? I don't know. I don't. Is that a place? Is that a fruit? Do you grab it? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
what
weird.
Is that? A cake? Oh, boy. Okay, so what else is going on? Everything that's going on is super controversial, though. Everything that's going on has.
There, I don't think there's
like
anything.
Race with race issues. And
okay, I think the only thing right now most people need to know is like. Go to the grocery store and get toilet tissue because it's out of hand.
Somebody's
going
to go hoard all the toilet tissue, which I never understood. Like, why were you gunning for the toilet tissue, really?
I don't,
what?
I
guess not
I
a life
know,
or
man.
Death, in my opinion. Maybe it's life or death for them.
I don't know, man.
I think there's let me stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right there on that one.
Oh my gosh! I don't know where to go on that.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What?
You gonna go to a family gathering with like 40 people?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. No.
Apparently, the polls show that like 40% of Americans are trying to have a Thanksgiving with a gathering of more than 10 people. 40 person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was some
so
really, really morbid post about there being. I hope everybody enjoys these large family Thanksgiving dinners just as much as they're going to enjoy the small, quiet Christmas funeral. That was the morbid post.
Oh, man.
But it's true.
That's dark.
That's true. That is the truth of what's going on. People are dying by themselves.
Oh, no. Through isolation. That's sad.
yeah, they can't have anybody in there with them, so they die by themselves. They get laid to rest depending on what's going on. I know when the pandemic first started, they were getting laid to rest by themselves pretty much because nobody could really attend the funeral.
Oh, no.
They're filling up mobile morgues in El Paso. They have prison labor taking the dead bodies out of the hospitals and filling up 18-wheelers with dead bodies in El Paso because they're having so many deaths from COVID.
Oh my! See, now this is something I did not know about.
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of layers to this also because, you know, there's a layer with the prison labor being used to ship out these dead bodies, more than likely without the appropriate PPE because hospitals and doctors and nurses don't even have the appropriate PPE at this point. For $2 an hour, that's what they're paying them. And they're filling up these mobile morgues, which are like 18-wheeler trucks, you know, huge open back with dead bodies because they are running out of room for the bodies that are piling up. And it's not even the way, because there's no, you know, orders in place, no stay-at-home orders, no nothing, the Texas governor is not going to put any out there. It's not going to stop. That number is just going to keep growing. It's crazy.
Mm.
The nurses are going on strike, and I knew this too. I said this in like April. I said this. I said they are going to quit. They're going to start quitting because nobody takes into consideration the fact that these nurses and these doctors and these hospital staff are getting drugs through the mud, working 24-hour shifts. Like, they're getting killed, and they're risking their lives, and they don't have appropriate PPE, and they're dying. A lot of them are dying, getting sick and dying.
Wait,
and people are being reckless? Yeah.
Oh, man.
You didn't know?
I didn't know that.
I mean, and especially like we said earlier in the Midwest where the numbers are like super spiking right now, the hospitals are at capacity. They don't have any more room for patients. And you have to take into consideration the fact that hospitals are not staffed for that. Because that's not normal. And then when their staff doesn't have the appropriate PPE, the staff starts to get sick. And when the staff starts to get sick, other staffers quit. Because they don't want to get sick and die. And they don't have to. They're in a position where they don't need that job, and they quit. I don't blame them at all. Nobody's looking at the fact that they have to watch people die every day, which they're not used to either. Like, the mental strain alone of having to watch this many of your patients just die and there's nothing you can do. If I had to see one person die, I would probably cry for weeks and weeks and weeks. They having to see 10 people die a day. Okay. That's like, this is normal.
Wow.
We should talk about rainbows or something because that's depressing. Let's do good news. What's the good news? Do we have good
Dolly
news?
Parton donated $1 million to Moderna?
I like Dolly Bow.
Okay.
I don't know why I've always liked Dolly for no reason at all.
Okay. Or you want to talk about Baby Yoda? I don't know.
Oh, I love Baby Yoda. Oh, the Mandalorian.
Yeah, they took him in
we can talk about the Mandalorian.
Oh, okay. So I didn't get to see season 2, so please don't be mad at me.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
Okay, go.
You want me to tell you about the season 2?
Just go in, cause okay.
I'm not gonna tell you about season 2. You gotta watch it. It's good.
Yeah, I hate you right now.
Let's
just
say
going to...
I'm really enjoying that show. I'm really enjoying that show.
It's not. It's
and
great.
Baby Yoda is really
here's
cute.
Here's my question. I just want to know where he comes from.
The egg. I'm just playing. I don't know. The people had them.
Yeah.
I didn't tell us that part.
That's my biggest question in the Star Wars universe. I've always wanted that since I was a child. Where do Yoda come from?
Google's really smart. Where do Yodas come from? Let's see.
It better not say the Dagobah system. See, this is super nerdy right now.
It doesn't say. It says he's a member of an unknown species. He was born on an unknown planet in 896. What in the world is BBY?
What? Before?
Before what? Before Baby Yoda? I don't think that's it.
No.
Okay. I'm done. What are we going to talk about next time, Ray?
All right. Either A, we'll have some guests, or it'll just be me and you talking about something that's happening. Hopefully we'll have
relevant.
Yeah, we'll have a president that's decided.
You know, guys, we might make a plan. We might actually make a plan, but we might not.
No, okay. So, all right, before we log off, let's do the Twitter thing. So Twitter, SCCS podcast. Again, SCCS podcast. And then there's an Instagram, Scatter Chatter podcast. Again, Instagram is Scatter Chatter podcast. Okay, so we do have some guests lined up. We're going to have... We're working on some guests, so I will gladly post those on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram while I'm populating it. So, yes, we will have guests. We're planning them out, some very interesting ones, edutainment as always. And I was trying to, no promises, to do an Instagram live of a DJ set. Don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, cool.
But we don't do it for New Year's, because, you know, I think everybody's going to be in the house. For sure, it will happen next year sometime, March-ish, in honor of the co-host. So, and I want to try to do something, but if we don't do our big, I guess, kind of extravaganza this year, at the end of the year, celebrating our first full year, then we'll do it for sure next year. Because of this whole interesting pandemic thing we got. So there's that. So, anywho, until next episode, everybody. Marjorie, thank you for joining me, and hopefully you'll be joining me
My
on the
pleasure.
Next one. And we'll talk about more random, irrational, and rational stuff, and hopefully leave some tidbits for everybody.
Okay, next time we're doing aliens.
All right.
I want to talk about the aliens.
Wait, back up. Alien?
I said next time we're doing aliens.
Wait, there was an alien?
I want to talk about the aliens next time, okay?
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, we'll do that. Just do some research
and
we'll do that.
Thanks for having me, Ray. Enjoyed it.
Yes. Next time. All right, guys, till next time. We're out.
Bye.